Welcome, everyone, to a Sunday, or whatever day it is by you, fun day.
Woohoo!
First of all, Jen made delicious-looking drinks. Look, I see some basil floating on them. So, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, and cheers to you.
And also to the cat.
Ooh. There's some kind of berry going on. It's berrylicious.
Yeah. It's called the razzmatazz.
The razzmatazz. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's very razzmatazzy in my mouth.
So Kurt has the actual cocktail version and I have the mocktail version because I was taking this weekend to just be alcohol free because I've been exhausted. So, and you know, I should probably branch out to making my drinks also mocktails for those who want to enjoy and participate. So this is Tito's vodka with lime juice, some agave, and I got raspberry vinegar from Trader Joe's.
What?
So the combination, I did a very like abbreviated version of what could be considered a shrub, because if I were to make a simple syrup and then added the raspberry vinegar to it, I would have essentially had a shrub. But I did a shortcut shrub and did the agave with the raspberry vinegar, and then I topped it because I know Kurt likes a little zhuzh of bubbles. So I topped it with I think it was like black raspberry liqueur. How do you say that?
If you don't seltzer. Know how to say it, I don't know how to say it. Oh, it's just, let's call it flavored seltzer.
Flavored seltzer. I put basil in mine. I did not put basil in yours because you just said earlier today that you're not an herbal guy, drinks guy. So
no, I don't want mint in my drink. I don't want basil in my drink. I don't want rosemary in anything.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you like the drink.
I love the drink. The drink's amazing. Like it a lot. I think shrub is such a fun one when you're talking drinks, because unless you listen to the show or you follow any kind of mixology, the first time you hear shrub, you're like, all right, I know they're not talking about a bush. Or maybe they're talking about a bush. Are they talking like, you know, so the first time you hear shrub. So you're in Trader Joe's and you see raspberry vinegar. Is it in a mix, like a drink section, or is it in like an olive oil vinegar section? And then you just see that and you think, I'm putting that in a drink.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
It's amazing. I can't believe the raspberry flavor that I'm loving in this drink comes from vinegar.
Yeah, it's white vinegar.
Amazing. How does white vinegar do for it being the summer solstice? I can't believe I just said that.
Oh, today's the summer solstice.
Yes, today's the summer
solstice.
Solstice.
But if you're in
Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, it's the summer Stolzfus,
which nobody's going to get.
Unless, corny. Yeah. No, one person maybe. Last. One person.
Tori will know.
By the way, we ran into one of our fans at the Target.
Our fans.
I didn't know her, and she mentioned the show.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up. I was the husband standing by while the two friends are talking. I'm the husband. Like, I wasn't in the conversation. She brought up the show.
Yeah.
She's a fan.
Yeah.
Tori, shout out to you.
Shout out. Thank you.
I hope you at least smiled when we said summer Stolzfus.
Yeah, because she's the only one who'd get it. Unless you're local, but it's just a common name. That's all. It's a common Amish name for Lancaster County.
I guess we should get to the show.
Yeah, I'm curious. I have no idea why I'm here. So
it's a very special Sunday or whatever day it is show.
Okay.
Because it's the first time we're going to play the nonsense game. Cue game show music. So here's how we play. I rattle off a list of topics and you pick which one you want to talk about. And that's the game.
Okay.
So I have a list. And for those of you listening at home who want to play along, feel free to. I don't know what that means. But better yet, if you want, if you after you're hearing this, you want to send in a topic idea, please do.
Yes, now, you can do that where you can find us on Instagram at Now That's Nonsense.
Or through Gmail at
He only had a couple sips.
What's my excuse? Do I have one?
You're just excited.
Give me something. I'm excited.
He's just happy to be here.
Tongue-tied. I'm excited. All right, here we go. So,
you got to give him the email address. What is it? NowThat'sNonsense@gmail.com?
Wow.
Is that it?
I'm glad I have the show ideas written down because I'm all over the map already.
Woo!
Hold on. Let me take another sip.
Your vata is flying all around the room. Lots of air.
Mmm. That drink really is amazing.
I'm so happy.
Love it. All right. I read off a list of show topics. You pick which one you want to talk about today. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There's about, I don't know, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them.
Oh, I don't know if we should be reading off 10 topics. It could get a little bit long.
Well, you know what? Just fast forward 15 and 30 on podcast players. If you hear one right away, jump in. What are you saying? I have a list here and you're saying... Just read the first three. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to force it. Okay. You just want me to read the first three.
No, I don't know. Do what you want to do. This is your show. This was your game. I'm going to play the game. I just zip. All right.
So do what I was going to
yes.
do. Yes. And you can weigh in. Kurt, the list was too long. Jen was right. No, Kurt, I really like the list. Yay, keep reading it. Here we go. Ready? That's nacho cheese. And other jokes you get years later.
Okay.
Jump up and down if you want one.
Okay.
Road rage. Fun ways to channel your inner psychopath. Maybe. Panic attacks. Making the most of those insane little freakouts.
Oh. Yeah.
Screaming it loud and proud. How what you're saying ain't what they're hearing. Temptations to be a sellout. Resisting urges to cash in on your soul.
I don't even know what any of these mean.
Exactly.
Okay.
So they're fun. Or not.
It's so fun right now.
One-liners. Simple sentences to rescue you from energy suckers or get out of any situation free cards.
Okay. I kind of know that one.
Oh, you do? You're an expert.
We had a conversation about it.
Don't get the behind-the-scenes exclusives that are for Patreon members only.
Okay.
Not really. I don't have that set up. I probably never will. Waiting in lines. Winning ways to manage cutters and yourself. Two left. For those of you who are like pulling your hair out like it's too long. Communicating with noises. Nonverbals with attitude that get the point across. And finally, autopilot glitches, habits that color outside our minds.
I'm going to go with that one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel.
So it was good. I listened to the whole list because I picked the last one.
That's right. Cheers to you.
Cheers.
And cheers to you all. All right, here we go. All right. So the thought for this show came about when I went to throw out the garbage one day. And I threw it into the hamper.
What?
Now, let me explain. Has anybody ever done this? I think we're a series of habits. And when you get, I speak personally, I find as I get older, I kind of relax into my habits more. Like there's a habit where something opens and I put something in it. There's a lid opens and I put, so that's the habit. When I was younger, I'd be like, yeah, garbage pal. Hamper pal, but they have the same kind of motion. So I'll occasionally go to throw garbage in the hamper, or I'll go to throw like dirty clothes in the garbage.
Really?
Yeah.
This is
it's
news
the same
to me.
Kind of opening. I don't have anything wrong. It's nothing wrong.
No. Okay. Interesting.
Another one, a common one people might know if that one sounds ridiculous. We just drive on autopilot. You know what I'm saying? You're in your car, you're thinking about things, and you just start driving. And then you look up and you're like, where am I going?
I mean, it's been a while. So I don't know if I have a recent example of that. I only recall you and I doing that on like road trips or something, and we'd be talking so much, and then you'd miss the exit, and then we have to like turn around. Like,
that doesn't happen to you a lot?
No. Where do I drive now anyway?
Oh, how did it used to happen to you? It's true, you work from home, became a permanent thing.
I don't think so.
Hmm. Instead of talking about the things that don't happen, what habits do you got? Where you're like, that's a habit playing itself out. So you don't throw garbage in the hamper. You don't throw dirty clothes in the garbage. Good. You're so much better than me. Great. What do you do? That makes you human.
That's a good question. I have to think, they're like basic things. Like maybe I would go to put like the milk in the whole closet or something.
Cause it's an opening of a door. That's very related. Okay.
Yeah. Like maybe that.
Did you ever find that's not a big deal. Look, we all do it, but did you ever find it? You do it to completion. Now I've never driven to completion. And I tell people if I start to do that, well, I'm like, where am I going? I tell people not to tell me now. Like, don't tell me if you see me going in the wrong way. Don't tell me. Let's see where I wind up. Because I never get that to completion. But did you ever do that motion to completion? Meaning, and the next day you went to go get something out of the cabinet and there was the sour milk.
No, I don't think so.
You're too perfect. You better have something imperfect.
I can't possibly imagine... I'm too anal.
Well, what does this mean? I thought I was too, but I'm either not so anal or I'm losing my mind. How about, what does this mean? Pit seed in the watermelon container. When I was writing down the show notes, I wrote pit seed in the watermelon container.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God.
I think that.
What happened there?
Oh, okay. So here's like a silly one.
I hope it was you.
It was me.
My God.
It was me.
Little Miss Perfect Sunshine over here.
Oh, my God.
My God, the human.
So I think we had out, like, it was probably one of those times when we were just, like, noshing on different things. Like
noshy nosh.
And there was watermelon and cherries. And
cherries?
I spit my cherry into the watermelon container.
Oh, because it was just like...
thinking that it, like, I don't know, it was just...
That's very human. Think about that, too.
Where's the cherry, the pit bowl? Like, I totally ignored the pit bowl and
open,
just put it in the...
We spit into
an open container and...
Let me spit the cherry pit into it.
Yeah. It's not that exciting.
It would have been a lot more fun if we had, like, company over. You know what nobody does anymore? Have we ever done this? Have you, like when I was younger, like if you're watching Bewitched, yeah, I'm sorry if it dates myself.
Wow, it does.
And they'll have like, Darren will have his boss over. Like, does anybody do that anymore? Have you ever had your boss over? Because then it'd be fun to like spit the pit during then and like, ooh, then you lose the promotion. You were up for the promotion, but you spit your pit into the container and then there was just like a shaking of the head. No?
No.
Do people do that anymore? Speak up out there.
I don't know.
Is that like a thing from the 50s or the 60s? Or is that just, did anybody ever do that in real life? Or is that just something they do on TV where you're new or you're working at a job and you're going for promotions, so you're going to have the boss over and you're going to have your wife. Or if the husband cooks, the husband make the special something. Like, do people do that anymore?
I really have no idea.
Have we had anything close to that?
It seems very... what it seems like. It seems like something that we don't do.
That's weird. Write in if you do that. Like, is that something? Colleagues meet up.
Well,
like,
yeah.
Your friends of work friends.
Right.
Which are also
like,
your
we
regular
hang out.
Friends.
Yeah.
But to people like, and what was that called? Is that like schmoozing? You're going to have the boss over for the special dish in the hopes that what?
Well, I think maybe it's rapport building.
Was it presented that way in old shows? Or
was it schmoozing
up?
Probably, if you're talking about the olden days, it's probably more because they want to...
schmooze.
Yeah. Land that big promotion.
I think the best way to do it these days, it seems like if you were going to do that, you just have them over and be real.
Well, yeah.
There's no schmoozing. It's like...
You move to and that's how it goes.
They get the pizza because that's... If someone's coming over, you're getting the pizza. There was a day when I might... office clothes and I was off work for a while and I was making tasting menus.
Mm.
Nobody's getting that anymore until I retire.
That's so funny. You're like, talking about it. And I used to make these tasting menus. Nobody's getting that anymore.
What is that? When you, is that no a bait one's and getting switch? That. That's yeah. kind of rude. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, I'm like, oh, is he going to bust out the tasting menu again?
How
like,
do I recover from that? You know what? To teach me a lesson.
Oh.
Because that's kind of rude. That's like saying, yeah, maybe we'll go to Disney World this year, kids. And then your kid's like, really think you're saying it for a second? You go, oh my God. And then you're like, oh, wait, we can't do it. Like, now you got to take them. What's that called? If you bring something up that's super exciting and then you pull it away. Like, you got to, I think if you do that to teach yourself to be more mindful, you don't get people excited and pull the rug out from under them.
Yeah.
So, you know what? I owe you a tasting menu.
Whoa. I just won the jackpot.
I love that your memory stinks because I promised you a tasting menu a month or two ago.
You did?
Yes. I was like, for your birthday, maybe we'll do one. You've been putting so much effort in and working so hard as a treat this year. You know, maybe I'll take a week off. You know what? The only way it's going to happen is if I take a week off from work.
Oh, my goodness.
I got to take a week off from work and we'll throw together a tasting menu. For those of you who are hearing this, I know Jen. I don't know how she's going to choose her invite list.
I don't know either. So I guess whoever showers me with the most gifts.
Should we? I don't know what tangent we're on. Let's see.
You know what? I think we should pick a different topic off your list. I wasn't really enamored with that. I think it's not enough to carry the show.
Okay.
It's a little, it doesn't have the legs.
All right. That was an amuse-bouche. Hopefully it was something for somebody. All right. Do you want to look at the list? You can't look at the list because it's got notes.
What was the first one?
That's nacho cheese and other jokes you get years later.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. Panic attacks, making the most of those insane little freakouts.
Woo. Woo. Give me another one.
Screaming it loud and proud, how what you're saying ain't what they're hearing.
Keep going.
Temptations to be a sellout, resisting urges to cash in on your soul.
My God, let's do that one.
The idea for this show is easy. I don't have to look at my notes.
Oh, wow.
The idea for this episode's easy. Here's what happens. I've noticed lately on Amazon that when I order stuff and I leave a review that isn't so great because it's deservedly so. Let me give an example. Without naming products, just generalizations, they have these pest control devices that they say emit an ultrasonic frequency and they look like nightlights and you plug them in. And they're supposed to keep pests away. And I've been hobby growing mushrooms. And I want to keep the fruit flies away and the spiders humanely. I don't want to trap them in sticky stuff. I want to be as humane as possible. Like, we have humane mouse traps. And then when I go to get the car washed, I drop them off at the woods by the river. So they have something to eat, drink. And there's some buildings there if they want to go in them. I like to be humane. So I'm like, oh, these things are great. And it was like $20 for two of them, prime. I'd get it maybe even the next day. I plug them in, and it does nothing. And it says you got to leave them there for 2 weeks, which I don't get. But all right, whatever. Maybe it's got to change the vibrations of everything so everything starts vibrating on that frequency. I could buy that, whatever. It does nothing. And even spiders are coming. And I'm like, thank God for the spiders because the spiders are taking care of the flies. So I leave a 1-star review. I'm like, it's doing nothing. Like, it's supposed to keep stuff away. It's keeping nothing away. And it's not like it's 10 feet from my mushroom house where I grow the mushrooms. Uh-huh. It's the outlet behind my mushroom house. It's literally like 6 inches from where I wanted to do the work. And it was absolutely nothing. So I'm like, great night light. Otherwise, this, you know, just stinks. And again, $20. 1-star review. I get an email saying, hey, we appreciate your feedback. We're always trying to do things greater and blah, 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 and whatever they say. We'd love to give you $20 back. You can keep the nightlights. Didn't say nightlights. It would have been funny if they said nightlights.
Yeah.
You can keep the pest control devices, nightlights. And, you know, and maybe you, because of the goodwill or whatever, you'll consider taking your review down. Now, all I see is that is we'll give you $20 to take your review down. And I'm like, that's great for me, but doesn't that screw everybody else? like somebody else going to get the nightlight. They'd be like, look at all these 5-star reviews. There's no 1-star reviews. Yeah, because all those people got $50, and I'm not making a mistake. I didn't accept a $20 offer reply back. And now I got an offer for the product was $20, and now they're offering me $50.
Yeah.
To take my review down. Again, with the spiel in the beginning. Thank you for your feedback. I don't know what we're trying to improve. But it's really like, can you take a review down?
Yeah, $50. Let us buy you off.
That, to me, I think that's selling your soul. Like, I will not take my review down. How much would you have to give me to take my review down? Nothing. Improve your product. Send me the new product. I'll plug it in, try it, and I'll leave you a 5-star review. How about that? That's fair. I'm not taking my review down. Now, if you've
Did you write these people back?
What, write them back what? What am I going to write? Oh.
So both times you didn't say anything.
I ignored it the first time, and I guess I ignored it the second time. Because I want to, what I would do is if I would leave 0 stars if I could say, and I would say like, these people are trying to buy me off to like, but let's back up a second. I have this new philosophy. I was telling you I want to have like an outline for my life and then just live free within that outline. I guess one of my things is I want to treat everyone like a friend. Even if you're trying to have me sell my soul and take my review down to cheat everybody else out because nightlights that aren't bug repellers and all this other stuff. How about I treat you like a friend instead? I say, hey, friend, I appreciate what you're trying to do here. You don't want any negative reviews. How about you tweak your product a little or take down that it really works well for mice and rats, but it doesn't work good, so good for bugs. Don't make it like ultrasonic repels everything. Maybe it doesn't repel everything, you know? Maybe just list what it does repel. And then send me another one if you fix it. Or if you don't fix it, at least let me know you changed it. Our bad. We thought the data showed to that repelled bugs. Our bad. It doesn't repel bugs. We changed our thing. Can you please change your review? Thank you for helping us to help you to help everybody. Here's $20. Keep your nightlights. Mm-hmm. How about like how's like that? How's that?
Yeah, I mean that sounds good. That sounds good. I had a similar experience, except please. Mine was it started out interesting in that I got these shower, they're called like shower bombs. They're like these little tablets that each one has like different essential oils infused with them. So then it's kind of like an aromatherapy shower.
How'd you come across these, just by the way?
Because I don't know. Oh, you know what? I saw some in Anthropology and I got them for Julie, and then I saw them on Amazon.
Nice.
Not the same ones from Anthro. These were like different. And so I was like, oh, well, you know, let me try these out because they had like a whole bunch of different scents. And I found that they didn't smell. Like if they smelled it, you could put your nose up to it before you threw it in the shower and you're like, oh yeah, okay, there's some bergamot.
And just to put, I want to qualify this. Like, I could throw them in and maybe not smell them because my smell. You have a very good sense of smell.
I do have a hyper.
So if they don't smell, that product is not doing what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. So then you get in the shower, it didn't smell. Like, it didn't. And maybe the tea tree one, maybe you got like a hint of it for seconds. So, and I tried all of them. And, you know, a couple times because it was like 2 or 3 per whatever set. Yeah. But it had said, leave a review and you'll get like a $20 gift card or something like that.
Just for leaving a review. Any review.
And I was like, you know what? I've never had that before. Like, and I'm not a big review leaver. Like, but I was like, I'm going to do that. And I gave it 3 stars. I wasn't even terrible about it. I think
that's extremely fair.
I was like, This is a great concept. The scents all sound like wonderful combinations, but they're not effective. Like, they don't smell. So it's a great idea, but you're going to be disappointed. I get an email like, we're so sorry to hear about your experience, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, can we, you know, we'd like to make it up to you. Would you consider us giving you like a $20 Amazon gift card in exchange for like a, you know, it's a either to take your review down or maybe bump it up to 4 stars. And I was like, what? Like, and so I like didn't really say anything. And then I think I got another email and they were like, we're really sorry. Would you, you know, we'd like to give you a $50 Amazon gift card.
Oh my God. They must be following some kind of formula.
And
this
I
sounds
think
like
this
the same exact formula.
And I think this was like, and I think the product was like $20. And so I write back and I was like, listen, I appreciate that you want to make it right. Maybe I just got a bad batch. I don't feel right accepting, you know, the gift card. How about you just send me a new batch of the shower tablets? And, you know, if they're good, then, you know, I'm happy to update my review.
Yeah, that's you did what I should have done.
So they sent me a new box. Mm-hmm. And when it came, the box itself like smelled so bad. Like,
what do you mean bad?
Super chemical. Like, I bet they like doused it in whatever.
Double dousing.
I don't know. It was like, so, and I opened the box and I'm like, oh my God, like what is happening here?
Now wait, just to be fair, could that be like just because there was too many flavors together? Just in fairness? That could have been too many flavors together.
The box didn't smell like the first box didn't smell.
So what happened
like
when you throw them in?
Nothing. They still didn't smell. And I had them in a drawer. And every time I would open that drawer, like it smelled so bad. Like it was so like fake chemical that I just threw the whole thing out. I was like, I can't. This is...
Have they written you back since?
And so I think maybe, and then I wrote them and I was like, this was worse than the last batch.
Wow.
So then like they didn't say anything. And then a second person wrote me. And
so like Emily wrote you the first time and now Jared was writing
you. Yeah. And again, $50, take down the review.
Wow.
You know, my performance appraisal or something like that is like, you know, is tied to
reviews. And guilt? Wow, that's an interesting tactic.
And I must have gotten like 3 emails from the first person and then the second person. And the second person who emailed me, I didn't even write them back at all. And they just kept emailing me. And then like I was getting so mad and I'm like, I just want to write back and be like, this is abuse. Like, this is, like, you're harassing me
at
this point.
It sounds a little like harassment.
It felt like harassment, but I just, like, so, yeah, I don't know. I just was like, I'm just going to ignore this because I can't take it anymore. Like, these people are driving me insane. Hmm. And it almost made me want to update my review even more and say, don't interact with this company because
they're going to harass
you. They're
going to
be up your ass if you don't like the way that these things smell. So... Yeah, I don't know. That's such like a in poor taste.
Do you think this is what I'm picturing? You know, when you work for in a field, there's these conventions that people go to. I so picture there was like an Amazon sellers convention. And I'm like, this is how you handle bad reviews. First, you offer them $20.
Yeah.
And then you and then if they don't respond, tell them how much. Start at the beginning. Sandwich it. Tell them this, like, you know, and they're like, and then up at the 50. Like,
we're a small business.
And then
reviews mean everything.
Yes, I won't be able to feed
throw
my
in
family.
The guilt. It's such like a pyramid scheme. That's what it feels like.
Oh, that's what it feels like. That's it. And for those of you unfamiliar with pyramid schemes, they feel uncomfortable.
Who is not familiar with a pyramid scheme?
I almost bought into it. Can I tell you an angel story? Glenn Alicastro, if you're out there, I know you're an angel. I'm sorry if I blew your cover. A guy from high school, older classman, I knew him. There was this company that was selling these water filters before water filters were popular. And how a pyramid scheme works is the earlier you get in, people who buy below you get a percentage of what they sell. And so everything essentially is overpriced. And the more people that you get under you and that they sign in under them, you get all that money coming to you.
And then you drive the pink Cadillac from Mary Kay.
I don't think, you know what? The views expressed by Jen are not the views of nonsense. They're her own views. You don't know? Do you know about Mary Kay? You're just saying
no,
that to
I don't
silly.
Know about Mary Kay. I'm just being silly.
Oh, good. I didn't want to upset any Mary Kay
but
people.
But who wants to drive around in a pink Cadillac?
You know what? If that's a legit business, which I feel like Mary Kay is, I feel like they're not pyramid-y. But I don't know for a fact, so you're getting the benefit of the doubt. If I research and find your pyramid scheme later, not only will I apologize to Jen, I'm already sorry because I don't know the facts and I was judging McJudges.
I didn't know I was allowed to like not, you know, joke around about
you
a pink
say
Mary
anything.
Kay Cadillac.
No, you could say anything. But if you say something's if you say something that's not, in fairness, like I like to be funny, but in fairness, I got to be like, I don't know if that's a pyramid.
Allegedly.
Thing. Thank you. Yeah, allegedly.
CYA. Cover your ass?
Yes, cover your ass. And I bet those people who drive them pink Cadillacs love them.
Well, yeah, it's a source of pride because they just sold a shitload of Mary Kay products.
And got a pink Cadillac.
So good for you. All right, you were saying about your water filter.
Thank God for you. So I'm going to sell water filters. And it's a total scam scheme, ridiculous. And they got. I got to tell you, though, you want to hear some really good public speakers and some people with a lot of charisma? Go to one of these things. Like, don't give them a dime of money. Don't sign anything. But if you're interested in public speaking and charisma and how maybe cults are formed even, go to one of these things. Like, holy mackerel, everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
I'm sitting right in the front row. This is crazy. Will they get me? Will I lose myself? So I was probably 22, say, hated my life, didn't know what I was doing. And, oh, here's a way to make money. Somehow they got me. And I'm sure somebody came up to me in a gas station. I was probably pumping gas. Hey, you're pumping gas? Great. Did you ever think about, I don't know what the hell they say to you.
Oh, God.
They say something. They're really good talkers. They're really good salespeople. So to buy in was $5,000 up front. And they sold you a bunch. So right away,
to get in.
You got water filters to sell for the $5,000. It wasn't like $5,000 sign on to sell the filters. You got $5,000 worth of the overpriced water filters. But then if you're going to make a dime, you had to like hustle these things.
Yeah.
And so, and I was an idiot. There was no way I was going to sell even one. Maybe if one of my grandparents felt bad for me, they would have bought one. So I would have sold like $200 worth of $5,000 worth of goods. And I'm like half in thinking about it. Nothing's going on in my life. And I remember I go to Rock Bottom
and
CarMac and I'm walking down the... whatever aisle. What do you go to Rock Bottom for? It's like a pharmacy.
It's like a drugstore.
Yeah. It's like a
Rite Aid.
You know how you have PC Richards & Son or Best Buy, and then you have Crazy Eddie was like the crazy version of that.
Yeah.
I feel like Rock Bottom was like the crazy version of CVS.
Like a discount drugstore.
Yeah, discount. So I'm walking to the cash register, and I never saw this guy out of high school. I ran into Glenn Alicastro. I just remember him as being a really great guy. And he's like, what have you been up to? I'm like, I don't know. I don't got much going on. I'm thinking of buying these water filters.
Oh, my God.
He's like, Kurt, I thought you were smarter than that, man. But he's a guy who could say it and there's no insult. You know, he's like really looking out for you. And he talked me out of it.
Well, thank goodness.
Angel.
That's insane. $5,000 at when you're 22, you don't, you know, have a dime.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, and then you're going to muster up $5,000 to
sell water filters.
It's awful.
That was crazy. I don't know where we are, how we got off on the topic. If we were on a topic, but...
Amazon reviews.
That's it. Yeah. If you have stories like that, share them.
What do you do? Would you take the money? That's what I want to know. Like, there are plenty of people who would get an email like that. Maybe, you know, they know the system. Hold off on the $20 because, you know, a week later, the $50 Amazon gift card's coming. And then they take the Amazon gift card and then they even remove their review or bump it up a star. So, like, would you do that?
You know what?
Judgment. Yeah, I'm curious.
I was just going to say, like, there was a time in my life when I did medical experiments for money. Because I needed the money. So, you know what? If you buy a $20...
Can we, like, time out for a hot second? You just can't throw in... There was a time in my life when I needed money, and so I did medical experiments. and just keep it moving.
Like, why not?
Because
you think anyone was really curious about that?
Yeah,
come on.
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
I feel like maybe ears perk up, a red flag.
You
want to
play interview?
Up.
You want to play interview? I'll answer questions. Go. I'm not just spinning the tail because I'm not feeling it. But I'm totally open to sharing my story.
I'm just curious.
I'm
what medical experiments were you participating
know,
in?
Because
I'm asking for the benefit of our listeners.
Our listeners and or viewers. There was a time when Jen and I were living large, but the money was running out and we had to enter the real world. It was the edge of that. And so I'm looking for jobs and stuff, but I'm not getting them yet. And then, I read about these. We live by Yale University in Connecticut. And I saw $300 dues for them just to have you sleep overnight.
$300 in case
you get
missed that.
You get two meals, a dinner, I think, and a breakfast. And they're going to put you in MRI and then just take a little biopsy out of your leg. $300. But I always dreamed.
And some meals.
And some meals. And I always dreamed of getting a job where I got paid to sleep. And it's essentially, I was sleeping for most of the time. And so I did it. Yeah, so I got $300.
And you still
bucks.
Like have a scar on your thigh.
We'll check
like,
that
I
later.
I remember like you came, like you had like a hole in your thigh.
Well, yeah, they cut a hole in me.
It was
me.
Like.
That hurt. But it was for science. They wanted to see how people who didn't have diabetes metabolized. And so I was, I guess, like the healthy version of why or how processes and cells. I hope it helped. And I got paid for helping.
Yeah.
So I don't know what we were talking about. Does anybody know?
No. That means it's probably time to wrap it up.
Probably time to wrap up show. Finally, I think I have a song, not the show. Is that an example of offering something and then taking it away? I can't put something in. I don't have it. I have to check with the artists. I have a song that I want to feature. There's a special coming up that actually might air before this one. This is show 29. Episode 30 is my Gas Aline special.
Gas Aline.
How to save $10 or more a fill up on gasoline while also getting better fuel. The title's something like that. It's the 30th show special. Jen's super busy. She's got class and everything. I'm doing a solo special.
Yep. And he's really passionate about it. So if you are also passionate about gas and
saving
your mileage
saving
money and putting, good gas in your car, well, then this is going to be very educational and informative, but also fun because you know how Kurt does. He's got the humor in there too. So
hopefully.
I think you'll be wildly entertaining.
Wildly. Yeah, I know. I heard you throw that in. You did that. Before we go, I know. You know what? That's essentially the show.
We're going to let you go.
But if you want to stick around for one final thing, for those of you who run a little hot, and it's the summer solstice, and you run a little hot, and the seasons are changing, Ayurveda girl, can you throw some tips in there for those of us? What can you do if you run a little hot, and this is the hot season coming? What are some tips? And then we'll let them go.
So this is, it's summer solstice. And so welcome to summer. Welcome to the season of Pitta from an Ayurvedic point of view. It's the season of Pitta, which is mostly made up of fire and then a little bit of water. So it's just a good time to be mindful of taking in cooling things like watermelon, cucumber, salad, coconut water, just to kind of keep your body at like a good level, because if you're eating things that have more spice to them, like cayenne pepper or hot peppers, and you're already kind of maybe running hot, that's just going to send you a little bit over the edge. And maybe that'll look like more anger or intensity, or you find that you're impatient. Mm-hmm. So it could even interrupt your sleep too. So, and then also, like, I love hot yoga, but maybe if your life is a little bit chaotic and super busy and stressful and we're in the middle of summer, it might not be good for you to take a hot yoga class. It might be better for you to go for a swim instead, or do some like restorative yoga in your house, or go to a restorative yoga class. So you kind of want to just look at if you're running super hot or if you're getting really agitated, like think about the things that are going to cool you off and favor those things instead.
That is such wonderful information. I would love for you to mention more of the foods that can set you off. People could have guessed. If nobody knew anything about Ayurveda, they could have guessed hot, spicy stuff.
Yeah. Coffee.
People are going to hate that one.
I know. Well, and it's not like you have to cut coffee out completely, but if you're drinking 2 cups a day, then maybe make it 1 cup a day.
Or do like I do. Put a big scoop of ice cream in
it. Yeah, make an affogato.
Does that help cool it
I'm
down,
I'm not
right?
endorsing that.
But it will help cool it down?
I mean, it's not real. I would not all recommend right. that. No. Or just don't drink it as often. Like replace your coffee with an herbal tea or a chai or...
Is this okay? Is milk cooling or no?
Milk is I believe it's cooling. It's heavy too.
Okay, because what I like to do on days where I know I'm not supposed to drink as much coffee as I do, especially with my road rage that I talked about, removing coffee helped when you told me to remove it. This is what I do on my days where I know I need that jolt. I'll do 2 bags of tea and 1 drink of tea with milk. And that gives me the caffeine jolt of coffee, but doesn't anger my blood like coffee will.
Yeah. So there's workarounds that you can do for that. And limiting alcohol. I mean, that's another one.
Yes.
So mocktails.
Mocktails, not cocktails. I had coffee and alcohol today. I'll try not to beat you later. Just be good and don't piss me off. I'm totally joking, 1,000%.
Yeah, I was going to say, this people one, are going to freak the F out
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, freak the F out. If you had secret home video of when we used to like play fight with each other, you don't got to look out for me. You got to look out for this one. Fish hooks. You fish hooked me.
I mean.
So.
I needed an edge.
Talk about spousal abuse. Don't be prejudging.
I wasn't full on fish hooking though, where it would be like. But there would be a mild fish hook, not like a, I'm going to rip your...
It's hysterical as you think, oh, I'm going to wrestle my wife. I used to wrestle in high school. I'm going to beat her. And then all of a sudden, wow. Maybe a leg around the neck with those legs, like kick line legs, like killing me. Fish hooking me, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, scissor legs, with kick line legs. Yeah, so that was a joke about the spousal abuse because it comes this way. Help me. Yeah,
okay,
there's a cry for help. Call 911.
I think we've reached the end of this show. It has been wonderful and interesting and enlightening and just bizarre hanging out today. So if you stuck around, congratulations to you.
And God bless you all. Till next time, peace.
Namaste.